how or why that leaves room for Hishtadlus. And we saw the Rambam seemed in favor of Hishtadlus, even the Rashi did not seem to be so in favor of Hishtadlus. And we suggested that maybe that works with the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam says that Hashgacha Pratis is relatively limited, and you know, only tzaddikim really have Hashgacha Pratis, or depending on your madrig, you have different levels of Hashgacha Pratis. Then it would make sense that anyone who's not on a very high level of tzidkus should be doing Hishtadlus. I'm not saying that's the only reason the Rambam would be in favor of Hishtadlus. That's at least one reason. The Ramban is very, very confusing. It has been many years that I've been trying to figure out this Ramban. I mean, not my whole life, but for well over a decade, I've been trying to figure out the Ramban, and I, as well as many other smarter people that I know, have not succeeded yet. But I figure with the whole Gros Kol together, maybe we can figure out. So let's try to figure out what the Sheet of the Ramban here is. What does the Ramban think about the issue of Hashgacha Pratis? So, let's start with the famous Ramban. The famous Ramban is Makor number 3, the one on the first Tocha, the Tocha B'Kukos of Aklau. Ki biyos Yisrael shleim emeim rabim lo yisnagin yonim b'teva klal lo b'gufam lo b'artzam lo b'klalim lo b'yachim mehem ki yivarech Hashem lachma meimam v'yosher machlam mikir b'makor 3. Right, on a certain madrega, we are exempt from teva entirely. Right, it's all from Hashem. Actually, it starts with the brofli, shom v'darech v'adir v'os klal. He seems to be more like Rashi. He says, you don't need to go to a doctor. Kemosha Amar Kiyani Hashem Rofecha. V'cheno yu at tzadikim osim zman anavua. Gam ki yikrim, the right way to do it, gam ki yikrim avon sheyichalu. Notice he says, what makes you sick? He doesn't say if a bacteria makes you sick. He says, if an avon makes you sick, right? You catch an avon, sorry, you do an avon, make yourself sick. And what would they do? Lo yifishu barofim, rak b'neviyim, kin yichizkiyo b'chaluso. V'amar akasu, gam b'chal yolo darash Hashem, ki yim barofim. The pasuk says, he didn't go to Hashem when he was sick. It's not talking about Chizkiyah. I'm talking here about, I think, Asa, if I'm not mistaken. He went to doctors. And what the Eloi Dvar Rofim Nod Mehem, Atam Shiyas Garofim. If the Aver was just that he didn't daven to Hashem, and he was supposed to go to a doctor, why would Hashem say he went to doctors? Eino Asher Makba Vor Shlo Dar Hashem. You notice being a deep. He knows what the Rambam will say. And other people say. Other people say, his Aver wasn't going to doctors. Aver was that he only went to doctors and forgot about Hashem. But he wants to make a deal in the Lash of the Pasuk. No, then the Lash would be extra. It could have just said, Lo Darash Hashem. Why do I have to add he went to doctors? Must be the two things wrong. That's the Ramban's diyuk. Right, Aval Darash, Aval Hukash Yomar, Lo Achal Tloni Matzah, Matzos, Kiyim Pesach. Lo Achal Matzah, Kiyim Chametz. Two things wrong. He didn't do the right thing, he did the wrong thing. So it's wrong to go to doctors. Aval Darash, Shem B'Navi, Lo Yidrash Barofim. Go to a Navi, not a doctor. Meaning, what do you need a Shtadlus? Go to Hashem. Umachilat the Rofim, based also with Hashem, right? Fine, the guy need doctors. Well, you need a doctor if you're Ratzon Hashem. Achas shivtiach avirach lachlas meimech v'shirotzi machlo mikirvecha. V'arofim ima seim rachal ha-machal v'ha-mashke l'hajmeel n'savas olav. Hashem will bless our machal and mashke. And all the rofim do is tell us what to eat and drink anyway. V'kach amru kol esrim shanim. This is not the way Rashi and most people interpret it. Most people interpret this following Gemara in a way that has nothing to do with philosophy. But the Ramban says, "Kol etzim et hakashinda malach rabber Rav Yosef yilum nilvei lo kara." Again, Rashi just says it's talking about midos, that Rav Yosef didn't call the doctor to his house; he went to the doctor's house, so he shouldn't look important and compete with Rabba. But the Ramban says no. It means when Rabba was malach, Rabba and Rav Yosef were in the same yeshiva. Can you imagine that madrega? He didn't call you use a doctor for 22 years because he's a madrega beyond doctors. If you don't do mitzvahs, you need doctors. Right there, you really shouldn't go to doctors. It's just a minute that people go to doctors, but really philosophically, you should go to Hashem. You would get sick when you didn't have Aver, and you would get better when Hashem made you better. However, they had the minute of going to doctors, so Hashem left them to the Teva. Zui Kavanasim Amr Rapa. Rapa is a radical shita. Mikanshin et Roshot the rope of the Rapos, right? Why in, anyone were to ask, why in Judaism? We know that in other religions there are people who actually take things to crazy extremes, right? There are Christian scientists. It's a funny, ironic title, I guess. They're Christianities instead of science.
The Christian scientists don't go to doctors. If anyone ever, I mean, at this point, Baruch Hashem, we're beyond that. If anyone wants to be a lawyer and get into Lumdus, the best Lumdus is all about the Christian scientists. You know, do they have the right to not send their kid to a doctor if they're sick under the Constitution? Okay, no Jews ever really went that far. Why didn't any Jews ever, like, you never had communities of Jews who didn't use doctors. Matter of fact, this Zman Hazeh, the more Haredi you are, the better a doctor you use in Eretz Yisrael. So why? Probably because of this famous drush of Chazal is such an important part of our Sover Rav, Rapa Yerapa, Kachin Rishos, the Rofe LaRapo. So all the way going back, yeah, Refuah is considered important in the Torah. But what does the Ramban do with this? He says, you're not supposed to go to Rofin. You're supposed to go to Hashem. So the Omer Shnit Rishos, the Chola LaRapos. He never says the Chola is allowed to go to a doctor. It just means, really, the Chola should go to Hashem. It never says the Chola is supposed to go to a doctor. It just means that. B'di'eved, if the Chola is going according to the Minhag and is not part of Adas Hashem Shechalkam B'chayim, he already cut himself off from the truth. Ain the Rofe less as Rufrosu. B'di'eved, if the Chola comes to you, the Rofe is allowed to heal him. But the Chola should do better. It's just the Rofe, but the Eben, what's supposed to do for this Chola who doesn't know the truth?
Right,
and therefore you have to pay for Refuah. Refuah is one of the Shlomi Nezah, because the Torah doesn't assume that you're on that Madrega, it assumes they're on the Regid, they're on the Madrega when they go to doctors, so you have to pay. Very, very clear. The Ramban says, the ideally should have no ishtadlus. But let me medayik in this Ramban. This is the famous anti-ishtadlus Ramban, anti-refuah Ramban. As a matter of fact, everyone knows in the Sora from Rav Chaim that we know how Rav Chaim felt about refuah. I don't know how he felt about any other kind of ishtadlus. We know how he felt about refuah. That when they brought this Ramban from Rav Chaim says it must have been a Talmud Torah wrote it into the Pirush of the Ramban. The Ramban can never have said such a thing. Okay, that's, you know, I don't know how to take that however you want to take it. But the Ramban writes that you shouldn't do ishtadlus, you just turn to Hashem. However, let's read this Ramban carefully. Rabbi Yaakov Nesky made this point. He said once, you know, a door or two ago, he says, the whole Bel thinks the Ramban doesn't believe in ishtadlus. But he says, you have to read the Ramban carefully. He said, the whole Bel thinks the Ramban doesn't believe in ishtadlus and the Chosalos does, and he says that they misquote them both, as we'll see. So what did the Ramban say? Who shouldn't go to doctors? A chol. Thank you. No. What kind of cholim shouldn't go to doctors? What? A big tzaddik. What else today? A big tzaddik. When? Kachi yu tzaddikim osim. Bizman anavuah. A tzaddik who can go to a navi, Ador Shem and navi leaders were open. Sounds like that's a pretty high standard, right? A tzaddik was mana nevua. He doesn't even say a tzaddik was mana nevua. What does he say? Kibi yoshol shleim and vehim rabim. I assume that's the time of nevua. Lo yisnah yulom teva plow. Meaning if you're a very, very high madriga, then you're exempt from teva. Things are run by Hashem. The Ramban is, philosophically, the Ramban is totally against the shtadlus on a certain madriga. But that's a pretty high madrega. He doesn't say, like, you know, a really good avreich who works on his Yiras Hashem. He says, Sadiqim Zvana Nevua, B'Yosef Shleim Vim Rabin. Kol Esrim Taif Nishtim De Moloch Rabba. Rav Yosef didn't go to a doctor. How about the rest of the years when Rabba wasn't around? Then apparently Rav Yosef did go to a doctor because it wasn't such a high madrega. When he didn't have Rabba around, he wasn't on such a high madrega anymore. Okay, Mechora, none of us, I don't mean none of us, I mean, even not, you know, Rav Yashiv and Rav Adya and, you know, Bechule, also aren't on the Madrega, even if Rav Yosef, when Rabbah wasn't around, we're not on the Madrega, right? Lechor, we're not on the Madrega of Chizkiyahu, even if there wouldn't have been enough, right? Which is not an insult. So, this Ramban seems to be very restricted. On the one hand, he talks about how it's only a minhag that we go to Refuah, it's this Gora thing, it's you're not from Chalkas, Hashem Ad Hashem Shechalka Mechayim. But he makes it sound like the other option is B'Yashol Shleim Him Rabim to go to a Navi. But what about Bezman Hazeh, when unfortunately the Rabim Am Yisrael are as of yet far from Shleimim, and we don't have the Vua, and we live in this unredeemed period of time? So L'chora, the Rambam would say that you should go to a doctor. Right? And here's the thing. Why?
Why should you, what happens to us, to a person, when they're not on that madriga? What happens to us once we already have the minute to go to doctors? Once we're already on the madriga and we go to doctors, we're not on such a high madriga, what happens to us? What does it say at the end of the third paragraph? This is the real strong statement that Rav Yaakov pointed out. Hashem let them leave you the Teva. He nicha. What does it mean, hanacha? Hanacha means to leave someone alone. What does it mean to leave someone alone? It means there is a Teva. If Hashem leaves you alone, you work by Teva. Ideally, we should not work by Teva. We should work with Hashkacha. But there is a Teva there, and when we're not Zochan Hashkacha, we have the Teva. It could very well be that he would say, they're Madregas, right? I'm the highest Madrega. You don't go to doctors at all, so you have pure Hashkacha. Don't work with Teva at all. On the lowest Madrega, Hashem is Meniach you, and you are totally worked by Teva. Hashem couldn't care less about you, right? And I assume, though he doesn't say it here, there's medium Madregas also, right? What would he say for someone on a medium Madrega? He would say, well, let's say we don't have a Navi, but we're trying to be from others, Hashem Shechelke Machayim. So I guess he'd say we're somewhere in the middle, like there is the Teva there, but Hashem exercises some Hashgacha on us, so, you know, our lives are run by partially Teva, partially Hashgacha. But one thing the Ramban is very clear in here, that, again, the Mechtam Eliyahu wouldn't like this Ramban, although he would like another Ramban, it's the problem. That there is such thing as Teva, and if Hashem does nothing, Hanacha, you work with Teva, Mikrat's fine. There is Teva, it works, but we should try to have as little Teva and as much Hashgacha as possible. But none of us are the Andrega to totally escape from Teva and go to Hashgacha, Bisman is that, hopefully soon. So therefore, the Ramban here, while he clearly says, there's no, he clearly says, there's no excuse for a Shtadlus when you're on the Madrega. But he thinks that none of us are on the Madrega, and that really, there is a Teva until Hashem interferes, and Hashem doesn't always interfere. That sounds very Maimonidean. And there's a few places where the Rambam sounds Maimonidean, such as, for example, a very famous one in number 6, right? Ki yadativ. We can't get into Parsha Not now, although it's fascinating. What does it mean when Hashem says about Avram, ki yadativ? Because I know him. Doesn't Hashem know everybody? So, there are 100 ways to explain that pasuk. Right? Every way has a little dechak, because if the pasuk read smoothly one way, it would be no fun, right? So, obviously, the pasuk doesn't read smoothly anyway, so that we can have different layers of interpretation. What does our Ramban say, number 6? V'anachon be'enai sheyidivo mamish. He says, mamish, Hashem knows Avram, but he doesn't know, you know, Shmendrik, who lives next door. What does Yedias Hashem mean? It means Hashgacha Pratis. He lishmar klolim. What does it mean? It says Hashem doesn't have Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem is Hashgacha Klolis. Again, that Hashgacha Klolis. There's Teva. Hashem is Hashgacha Klolis. But he doesn't have Hashgacha Pratis. People are left to Mikra. Hashem abandons people to the Mikra of how the world works. Abu is kudos until he decides to punish or reward them. Meaning a stan person, until you're zochot, a big punishment or a big reward, or you do something special, you're left to Teva. Avo b'chassidav yosem olim libo l'das somer frat, except for chassidin, who have hashkocha pratis. They're about to also. Hashkocha pratis is only for people on a madrega, like Avram Avihu. V'yosh mirasa dovka v'tomalos, you've heard an idea of a skimmer men of klal. V'tam lo yigur v'tzadik einav, like it's in the Yehovah, v'tzadik episode of Ram, chassidin einav shem olyureyav, v'zula seh. Right? This is the fundamental machlokas. Hashem, it says all over Tanakh, Hashem pays attention, Hashem guards his tzaddikim. What does that mean? It means Hashem is Hashgacha Pratis everywhere, but for tzaddikim it's good, and for other people bad? Ram says, no, Hashem is Hashgacha Pratis on his tzaddikim, and for other people, Hashgacha Klolis, and you're left to the Mikra, you're on your own. Sounds very Maimonidean. Although, already in one way you see that it's fundamentally different, the way that will make Bookbinder happy. And we'll just read the third place where the Ramban is very, very clear that there's a Teva, that only sometimes Hashem interferes and the rest of the time we're left to Teva. Just Agav, let's even look at number 7. What does the Ramban say about Yaakov and by Yishlach? Nechtav ha-parshas os lodiya ki hitzel kadashbuk is avdu golem yakozak mimenu by Yishlach ha-fetzilehu. The main point of the beginning of Yishlach is to teach us how Hashem saved Yaakov, teach us Hashgacha Pratis, but also teach us that Yaakov wasn't so sure he was Mizocha to this Hashgacha, and so he did Hishtadlus B'chol Kocho. Again, B'chol Kocho doesn't mean Yoitzazayin Hishtadlus like some of the Achronim and a few Rishonim also like. It means B'chol Kocho. Yaakov did serious Hishtadlus because he wasn't sure that Hashem would come through for him. Why were they? He wasn't sure that Hashem would come through for him. So apparently, Hishtadlus works. Right? That's the point. I mean, Yaakov knew that Hishtadlus works unless Hashem comes through for you. And of course, we all know silly Yaakov. Hashem's going to come through for him. He's Yaakov Avinu. But I guess he was a big Anav and wasn't so sure. Aha. So that's an excellent question. Meaning, maybe we should all be Mishtadl v'chol kochenu. But I think the answer is already in the Ramban. When does the Ramban say we shouldn't do Mishtadlus? When there's a Navi in Bnei Yisrael or Shleim and Ravim. Yeah, if you have the Ravim will help you know what to do. If you have the Nevi'im will help you manage it. Yaakov was a Yachid, had no one else to be Masik him. So he was a big Anav. Ideally, we shouldn't be a Yachid, we should be an Umma, we should be an Am, we should be a Klal. So even if you're an Anav, your friends will tell you, no, go to the Navi, he'll tell you you're on a good Madriga. So that's not a stira. But you're right, a Yachid on a desert island, who's an Anav, maybe should do a Shtabas, according to the Shmarfan. And if you notice, he was talking about Rabin and Rav Yosef, and you saw Rabin and Navi. He was talking about people with friends. And in Eel, the Ramban is so mafurish, number 8. Lo yivrim tzadik einav, zeh kosm farshin in godel bin yashkocho, vol vupsukim rabim. Ki anshe etover emuna atmima, yamina vashkocho, ki okel yashkiach vishma anshe mina adam. Kmosu kosm godel eitzav rab halili yashar, enech kosm kol dachr bin yadlo seks lishkrocho fima lolov. Hopefully we shouldn't hear that said too much. Vi omar David, ki cholav avas dor shem chol yetzim ashros meivim. Vlo ba tor nevi yashid kea ishe akel mashkiach shomer ishe shar brio shein medavros, rat shomer sa klon klos mein svog. Animals only get a shkocho kolis. He's quoting from the Rambam here. Right? And dogs and cats don't know Hashem, they have a shkachal kolis. People know Hashem, they have a shkachal pratis. Very clear, there is teva. If Hashem interferes with Ashkacha, he can save you from the mikra of the teva through a nace. And if you're in a high madriga, you get Ashkacha practice all the time and get a nace. Ki'ilu yichashmi katsal yonim inim de havaiva hefsa the mikra eitim, like your malach. The closer you are to Hashem, the more Ashkacha practice you have. What if someone's far from Hashem? He doesn't get a shkachah pratis. He's mishulach v'nezav l'mikrim. What is nezav? Meaning Hashem doesn't interfere and he's left with teva. Right? Meaning the default is teva unless Hashem interferes. Now obviously, in terms of our personal shi'ifa according to Rabban should be to minimize teva and maximize Hashkacha. But realistically, we might have a lot of teva in our lives and less hashgacha, depending on what madriga we're on and what madriga the rest of the world is on. What does it say about the Rishayim? He doesn't say Hashem kills the Rishayim. He says he leaves them in darkness. And then they trip. Right? All quote from the Rambam. Notice, by the way, already, one way the Ramban is not like the Ramban. In Tzadikim, the Ramban seems to be good. The Ramban, they have a lot of Hashgacha. Right? Hashem runs them, saves them from Teva. Right? In regular people, they might have a lot of Teva. Where's the Ramban differing from the Ramban? I'm leading the witness. No. Rishon. The Rambam says Rishon have no Ashkach at all, which Bookbinder pointed out is very difficult. Right? What did the Ramban say? Notice he adds one. If you would actually compare the Rambam to the Rambam we saw last time, you'd see he adds lines. So he adds lines. He says the Rasha, even if he's not Chayiv Misa, will be Mashulach Venezah. But if he's Chayiv Misa, Hashem will have Ashkach process to kill him. So the Ramban is a little different, and that's what he also said in number 6. He said, B'nei Adam Unachwa Ad Eis Pekudasam. Yeah, Hashem leaves the people who aren't tzaddikim to mikra till it's time to punish them. Meaning the Ramban admits that there's hashgacha pratis for good and hashgacha pratis for bad. And so the Ramban doesn't say Rishonim and Beinonim don't have hashgacha pratis. He says only Beinonim don't have so much hashgacha pratis. But Rishonim get punished through hashgacha pratis and tzaddikim get rewarded through hashgacha pratis. Then Bookbinder has no stiris, has no kash on it. So he's different. The Rambam thinks Ashkacha Pratis is some mechanistically you need to connect metaphysically to Hashem to have Ashkacha Pratis. For the Rambam, no, Ashkacha Pratis is whenever Hashem wants.
If you're a Rasha, Hashem wants to punish you. If you're a Tzaddik, Hashem wants to guard you like the apple of his eye. And if you're a Beinoni, what does Hashem care? Right? So, it's a very different doctrine of Hashgacha Pratit if you want to get into the metaphysics of it. But not getting into metaphysics, there's a difference in terms of Rishayim. And that's why he says, most people are from the middle. It's only the middle people that don't have Hashgacha for the Ramban. But what it's saying now that most people are from the middle, why did the Torah command us ishtadlus, to make armies for war? Because most people are in the middle, you need ishtadlus because you're left to teva. Right? Even when Hashem gives them what a double, why does he tell them to make an army? Why doesn't he just say, I'll send an earthquake and kill them, whatever? The answer is because they were in the middle then. If they're tzaddikim, then they can go with three guys without guns and win. Right? And if they were Rishayim, then no matter what, they would lose. Right? If they were Rishayim, Hashem would shmeis them no matter what, chas shalom. If they were tzaddikim, they would win no matter what. But we have to act with Teva and Mikra because we're Beinonim. Vinny is that they were a Rav Zatzal B'Yosef Rimon Vuchim. We learned from here not to plagiarize, right? He stole 90% of his lashon from the Rambam. So he tells us, and this is all like the Rambam explained in the Mor Nevuchim. I'm not plagiarizing. Okay, then he just tied that into the Pesukim, the rest of the Pasuk in Iyo. So the Rambam here in a few places is very clear, there is such thing as Teva, and why do we do Ishtadlus? Because we have to work through Teva, we don't have Hashgacha. And hopefully we'll never have Hashgacha on such a low level as someone want to kill us, no matter what the Teva says. And we're always working towards more and more Hashgacha, and less Teva for Hashem to take care of us. But since we're not in Evadrega yet, we still have to work Derech HaTeva. And that is, again, it could be, the Rambam might also have a second or a third reason why he believes in Ishtadlus. This is clearly the reason Rambam believes in Ishtadlus, and one reason the Rambam would believe in Ishtadlus. Because not all of us are Zokhar Hashgacha Pratis, and not all of us are so chayiv that we've had Hashgacha Pratis. Sometimes Hashem leaves us to Teva and Mikra, so we have to work through Teva and Mikra.
It would seem like the Ramban sheet doesn't change between Bnei Israel and the Goyim, because he writes the Alashon, B'shomer Yishe Shar B'yosheina Medabros, B'shomer Mesakolim.
Right, that is interesting, meaning the Ramban often has fundamental differences between Hashem runs the Jews and the Goyim, like we know. What would the Ramban say about... No, but that was the first he talks about Bali Chaim. Then he talks about within people, could be one... And he says some people are more like Bali Chaim. Now it could be he would say the Goyim are within those people more like Bali Chaim. It's a fascinating question. What would the Ramban say? Obviously, it's a fascinating question. What would the Ramban say about the Goyim? Clearly, we see Hashgacha Pratis on Goyim in some places in the Tanakh. Right? Like, okay, Pyro I can get out of, but Ninveh I can't, right? Sefer Yonah was all about Hashgacha Pratis on Goyim, right? I mean, Hashgacha Pratis L'ra. So, it's a fascinating question, which maybe I'm not going to get into now, but that needs more Eon. Now, the Ramban here seems, again, he's not exactly like the Ramban. It's a very different, because Hashem can have Hashgacha Pratis in any direction he wants. But it's fundamental like the Ramban in that, A, there is Teva, and Hashem has to interfere to change the Teva, and Hashem doesn't always interfere, right? Depending on your madriga. Although, the ideal is to escape Teva, but we're not there yet. The tricky part of the Ramban, and with this I will end and leave everyone upset, is that he seems to be so certain, he seems to say something very different in two places. Let's just look at the two places. Number four. The Rabbanan Bo, Umananisma Golem for some of the mode of Benisim on a storm, Shin Yisoda Torah Kula. So the Yisoda the Torah is Nisim the Storm, right? This is the Ramban, everyone knows this part of the Ramban. Why are Nisim Gluyim important? We don't really care about Nisim Gluyim. Nisim Gluyim are most important educationally, so that we'll believe in Nisim the Storm, which are what's really important. Right? She'ein La'adam, you couldn't have said this more strongly if you tried. She'ein La'adam Chelek and Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not a yid, ad shenamin, unless you believe bechol dvarim mikrein with everything that happens. Shekulam nisim, they're all nisim. Ein b'hem teva minhagos shel olam. There is no teva in minhag olam. Dein b'rabim bein miyachid ela im yaseh mitzvos yafdechen eschoro. There's only one rule: if you do mitzvos, you get schar. And yavrim in your sin on shul. If you have averus, you get a punishment. Hakol b'gzeres elyon kasher eskachi kfar. Okay, and then he talks about how
how people realize this. Starnbad is a very strong statement. He doesn't just say it's true. He says you're not Jewish unless you believe that everything is Nisim, Nisarim, Ein Bem Teva Minaga Olam Klal. He says the exact same thing in Mokar 9. That's like a quote from himself in the two places. Says, everything is a nis, or else you're not a yid. And what's his proof? All the reward and punishment are nisim. What is he saying? He's saying it's very poshut. If a guy is a tzaddik and lives long and doesn't get sick, or a guy does a virus and dies, that's just as much a nes as Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? Because, what do you mean? It breaks the rules of Teva, right? I'll pay the rules of Teva. You shouldn't live longer or make more money or whatever because you do mitzvahs. Right? If you eat Shrumat the Kohen, who eats Shrumat the Hora, shouldn't live longer, and you eat Shrumat the Man, shouldn't live shorter. So it's the exact same as Kriyas Yamsuf, which is actually scientifically true. If you say Teva runs everything, runs the world, then you can never live or die because of Scharva Onesh. Right, if we believe Hashem killed someone prematurely because they did an Avera, then that's violating Teva just as much as Kriyas Yamsuf. So that shows that every word and punishment is an ace. He's scientifically 100% right. Right? If you die young because you did Gila Reis and Ozar and Shvichus Damin, that's a violation of laws of Teva just because you shouldn't have died young, according to Teva. So it's just as much violation as Kriyas Yamsuf. It's just Nister. Okay, so that's a very good point. And then the second member has Klal Shadoviki Kol Yehute Torso Rabin Latova Lura, all Skarva Onesh for good or bad, Kulam Nisim Omnos Kayam, are constant Nisim Umosim. Okay, Vakain Pirat of Samar Kelba Torah, that's why Hashem had stated in the Torah. This is a different part. It says, why doesn't Hashem mention Olam Haba in the Torah? Just mentioned you'll get rain and other silly things. It says, oh, because Olam Haba is Pashit, that you should go to Olam Haba if you're good. Because that's where Neshamas go. But it's a Chiddush that Hashem will make rain if you're good. Because that's against the Seichel. Right? The Seichel that your Neshama goes to Olam Haba if you're good. Where else should a good Neshama go? It's a Chiddush that Hashem will make it rain. Because what does Mitzvah have to do with rain? Okay. Now, the problem is the Stira Gluya in the Ramban. I didn't discover the Stira Gluya. Everyone knows the Stira Gluya. I haven't had a good answer. On the one in two places he says, there is no Teva Minaga Olam. Everything that happens to us is a nis. On the other hand, he says very clearly, that's the idea. But in other places, he says, yeah, that's true for the ideal level, but for most people, there's Teva and Minaga Olam. And he says Hashem is Meniach and Uzev. Right? He doesn't say, like, for most people, Hashem, like, hides behind the Teva. He says, Meniach Ve'ozev. What's the Lashem? Meniach Ve'ozev. Hashem leaves them alone to the Teva. So if he says, for most people, Hashem leaves them alone to the Teva, and then he says, there is no Teva, only Nes, then it's a big, big stira, and I'm not sure what to do with this Ramban. So, basically, I would be forever in debt to anyone who could give me an adequate resolution to this Ramban. I could give you a lot of inadequate resolutions. Meaning, I could give you a lot of Dach Tibritzim. But I wish I knew what the actual pshat in the Ramban was, because it seems like a stira gluya. I'm noted to think, in light of the context in Torah and Tumima, that he doesn't mean there is no Teva. He just means that, you know, all reward and punishment is a nes, like he says in the second paragraph. Because his whole proof is that all the reward and punishment are a nes. What he means is that Teva doesn't win, Hashem could always do a nes. But that's not the pshat of his lashon, which is that everything is nes and not Teva. So he says, everything is nisim, not Teva. And then he says, no, Hashem abandons most people to the Teva and doesn't do nisim with them. And it's a big ba'aya. Anyone have a solution offhand? Yeah.
I mean, what is Teva? Teva, there's not going to be outside of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not like Kodesh Baruch Hu is like outside of this world.
Uh-huh. So what you're saying, what the Ramban means is, he doesn't mean to say there's no nes, there's no Teva, there's only nes. When he says that Nes is that Hashem sort of beprotus directs things, but Teva is that Hashem beklolus directs things. Hashem created Teva also. So philosophically, Teva is control. It's something Hashem did, just like Nes is something Hashem did. The only difference is Teva is Hashem gave general rules and let them work, And Nes Hashem micromanaged. Maybe that's the Rambam means. That's not a... Again, and when he says no Teva, what he means is there's no independent force of Teva. Teva is also something Hashem did. Just Hashem in his wisdom wanted to make a Teva for, you know, whatever reason he has, which we may or may not be able to figure out.
I mean, he's talking in left it to this Teva that he created.
Right. So
it doesn't get involved in the left to that.
Right. So I, basically, Hashem has two kinds. What Ru was saying, I think, is that really the Ramban believes in Teva. Anybody believes that for tzaddikim and for people who serve a big tzaddik onesh, there's nes, pratis. For other people, there's teva klolis. But what he's trying to say here is that teva is not like a competing force for God. Teva is not its own thing. It's not like there was a world with teva and God came on the scene and did what he could. Chas v'shalom. Then Hashem created teva also, and it's all under his domain. Why Hashem decides to run the world through teva sometimes and get involved sometimes is his business. You know, and we don't have to have the answer to that. So maybe that's shot in that when he says there's no Teva in Minagola, it means there's no independent force in Teva in Minagola. But Hashem could decide to run the world through Hashgacha Kolis, which is called Teva. So maybe that is shot in Ramban.
So I'm saying like what Ru says, that they bring a remnant that Elohim is Gematria Teva.
Yeah, Kai, you do Elohim is Gematria Teva, although you can interpret that in different ways.
They bring that as a spot for this idea.
Right. So anyway, possibly that's shot in the Ramban, in which case the Ramban is basically saying very similar. He still ends up, I mean, some of the Rambam would also admit that. Some old Jews would admit Teva is not an independent force. That Teva is just Hashem in his wisdom decided to use Teva in the world. So maybe the Ramban means, even though he uses a strong lashon of don't believe in Teva, what he means is don't believe there's a thing called Teva out there, which is an independent force. But you should believe that Hashem created a Teva bichlal, and we try to be zocher for more and more pratos. Okay, we can't read everything inside, so I'll just mention that on page 4, there's a nice Rashbesh, who really, someone asked him this question straight out, I'll just look, summarize it outside, that's the son of the Tashbesh, and he was the Gadol HaDor of the Sfardim in that door. Someone asked him, if there's a plague, what's the point of running away to not catch it? Didn't Hashem decide in Rosh Hashanah whether you'll live or die? Basically, he asked, what's the point of Mishtablus? It's all decided in Rosh Hashanah, right? So he answered, no. Answered, there are actually three things Hashem decides Rosh Hashanah. If you're Zoch, Hashem decides you'll live. If you're Chai, Hashem decides you'll die. And if you're in the middle, he decides you'll be left to your natural end. And if you're left to your natural end might depend on your, meaning your natural end, you were born with a goof capable of lasting 73.8 years. So, many people Hashem decides in the middle, leading to their 73.8. But if you're left to your 73.8, you better guard it with derech hateva, because that could become less if you catch a bug and become more if you eat very healthy, etc., etc. So therefore, what he basically says is, hishtablus is not for those like the Ramban. Hishtablus is not for people Hashem already decided to shmeis. Hishtablus is not for people Hashem already decided to save. But hishtablus for most people are choshish, that they're in the middle. Maybe Hashem decided neither Rosh Hashanah. It's a chiddush. We thought maybe there were only two books by Yom Kippur. He says, no, there are only two books, but not everyone gets written in either book. Some people get written in their own book, in the Teva book. Some people don't get written in a book. If you're not written in a book, you better work with the Shtablos, because then you have to work through Derech HaTeva, which is similar to the approach to the Ramban, which actually the same as the approach to the Ramban, which is similar to the Rambam. Okay, what I want to come back with next week in Mirtz Hashem is see the other side of the coin. Now that we saw the day of the Ramban and the Rashbates and many other Rishonim who say there is such thing as Teva, and our Shi'ifa is to escape from it. But Lemaisa, when we're stuck in it, we better work with it. Because Hashem doesn't always interfere. I want to see next week the other side of the coin, which is that there is no such thing as Teva. And Hashem doesn't have to interfere, because there's nothing for him to interfere with. And then, maybe in 2 weeks, see if there's any in-between positions.
I understand the Rashbash. How does he understand Benin and who involved him and Yom Song Kippur the same one? What? How does he understand? He doesn't understand there's a Hafra in the Sefer Benin, unless it is Yom Kippur.